going to be on the evaluation of stand top dressing practices for control of anthracnose severity. Anthracnose is caused by the fungus Colitotrichum cereale. This disease occurs primarily on annual bluegrass species, however, it is also quite prevalent on a variety of bentgrass species. The symptoms of this disease typically initiate as small, yellow, irregular patches, and we see this disease occurring most frequently on golf course putting greens anytime from the spring through the late summer months. In this slide, we can see some of the signs and symptoms commonly associated with anthracnose. Down here on the bottom left, we have the initial onset of disease symptoms characterized by the yellow foliar blighting. Over here to the right, we have the necrotic water-soaked lesions commonly associated with the basal rot form of this disease. And then up here, we have the black spine-like structures referred to as setae, which are a primary diagnostic feature to identify this fungus. The objectives of our study were to evaluate whether sand top dressing rates and application intervals had an effect on anthracnose severity. We were also interested to determine whether or not the top dressing program could be developed for putting greens that utilize the agronomic benefits of sand top dressing without encouraging the development of anthracnose. Our study was established on a 100% coannua putting green. The green was mowed daily at 3.2 millimeters. We applied nitrogen to the study at 4.9 kilograms per hectare every 14 days throughout the study. In the spring, we used Ethafon or Proxy for seed head suppression, and throughout the course of the season, we applied Trinexipec ethyl or Primo to limit vertical growth. Our experimental design was a completely randomized block, and this was arranged as a 3x3 factorial, which included main effects of sand rate as well as sand application interval. We evaluated three sand top dressing rates in our study, which included either a non-top dress sand treatment, applications of sand at 0.3 liters per meter squared, or an increased rate of sand applied at 0.6 liters per meter squared. The application intervals which we evaluated consisted of either 7, 14, or 28-day application intervals. And each of the plots following the application of sand were brushed uniformly to integrate the sand into the turf canopy. In the photo here at the bottom of the slide, you can see what those two different sand top dressing rates look like when applied to the canopy of the turf. And this is prior to incorporation. Our treatments were applied from late May through early September in 2006, and from late May until early October in 2007. Anthracnose severity was determined as a percent area turf area infested, and we did this by using a line intercept method in which we counted intersections within each plot to determine percentage. This table summarizes our analysis of variance for percent anthracnose in 2006. I'm going to focus first here on the effect of stand top dressing rate, which we observed over both years of the study. We can see that sand rate had an effect on July 12th, and then we observed a highly significant and consistent effect of sand top dressing rate in August and September of 2006. In 2007, we again see that sand top dressing rate provided a significant effect on anthracnose severity in July, August, and September of this year. This graph shows us the effect of sand top dressing rate on anthracnose severity in 2006. Now we did observe a slight increase of anthracnose severity associated with our light top dressing of 0.3 liters per meter squared relative to the non-top dress treated plots shown here by the blue line. However, as the season went on and more sand was applied, we began to see a different effect of sand top dressing rates later on in the season. By the first week of August, we see that disease has greatly increased, and at this point we see an actual reduction of anthracnose associated with both the 0.3 as well as the 0.6 liters per meter squared of sand applied compared to the non-top dress plot shown here by this blue line. As disease began to decline in September, we see a further reduction of disease where we actually have quite a dramatic reduction of disease when we are applying both rates of sand relative to non-top dress plots. In 2007, we had a much lower degree of disease pressure, However, we generally saw the same effect as what we observed in 2006. Early on in the season, we see there's very little effect of these treatments. However, by late July, we begin to see that top dressing at our increased rate of 0.6 liters per meter squared provided a reduction of disease relative to the non-top dress plots. This effect is more pronounced in August and September, and by the end of September, we see actually that, again, both sand top dressing rates are providing a significant reduction of disease compared to non-top dress plots. These photos give you an idea of what the sand top dressing rates had and how they had an effect on disease. In the picture on the top, we have a plot which received no sand top dressing. You can see there's quite a bit of brown area in this plot. There's little green turf canopy. In the plot in the middle, we can see a plot which was fertilized at 0.3 liter, top dress at 0.3 liters per meter squared every 14 days. And there was a slightly increased amount of green turf canopy in this plot. The plot on the bottom, which was top dressed at 0.6 liters per meter squared every 14 days, has a substantial increased level of disease severity relative to the previous two treatments. And we see that this is most pronounced at this high rate of sand. Next, I'm going to be talking about the effect of sand application interval. And in 2006, we saw that interval had no effect early on in the season. However, again, by August and September, we see a significant effect of application interval. In 2007, we again see that interval had a significant effect on anthracnose severity late in the season. And this graph here shows us the effect of top dressing interval on anthracnose in 2006. As I mentioned previously, we see that the treatments have little effect on anthracnose severity early on in the season. But again, by the first week of August, we begin to see the applications of sand, and here in this case, that's applications of sand at the 7-day application interval, reduce disease relative to either the 14 or 28-day application intervals throughout the remainder of 2006. In 2007, again, we see little differences amongst the treatments early on. However, later on in the season, in mid-August and late September, we again see that top dressing at 7 days, every 7 days, reduced disease relative to either the 14 or 28-day application intervals. Now, these two main effects of sand rate and application interval interacted to provide a significant effect on disease severity, again, in the August and September of 2006. And in 2007, we see that this interaction was significant at the 0.09 level on August 2nd and August 23rd. And then by the end of the season, we see that the interaction is significant at the 0.05 level in 2007. This table summarizes the interaction between sand rate and application interval, which was observed at the end of each season in 2006 and 2007. The means in this table show the effect of sand rate within each sand application interval. These means are also separated using Fisher's protected least significant difference test at a probability level of 0.05. At the 7-day application interval, we see that both sand top dressing rates of 0.3 as well as 0.6 liters per meter squared provided a significant reduction of anthracnose on all rating dates in 2006 as well in 2007. When we look at the 14-day application interval, we see that disease was reduced at the 0.6 liters per meter squared, but that applications of sand at 0.3 liters per squared meter squared did not reduce disease, except on only the last date of 2006. In 2007, we see that neither sand rate reduced disease early in the first week of August. However, by September and October of this year, we see that both sand rates reduce disease relative to the non-top dress plots. At the 28-day application interval, we observe that only the increased level of sand, the 0.6 liters per meter squared, reduced disease on the last two rating dates of this year, and neither application rate provided a reduction of disease in 2007. These data suggest that as sand accumulates within the turf canopy, at this point is when we begin to see a reduction of anthracnose associated with these treatments. The combinations of rate and interval which provide for the greatest amount of sand accumulation generally tended to reduce disease to the greatest extent, as we can see here in this photo, where sand has been applied cumulatively over the season compared to no sand applications. Contrary to our initial hypothesis going into this study, we observed that sand top dressing generally did not increase anthracnose severity. We observed also that increased sand rates and shorter application intervals reduced disease in both years. The interaction between rate and interval revealed that treatment combinations yielding rapid accumulation of sand reduced disease to the greatest extent in both years. This may be due to the fact that regular sand top dressing provides structure within the turf canopy. Sand filtering in and filling in the voids around each individual tiller may actually serve to protect the sheath and crown from low mowing heights. In addition, top dressing firms the surface, which is better able to support the weight of a mower. In a softer surface, the mower may have a tendency to sink into the surface or dig in, which would essentially reduce the effect of height of cut. On a firmer surface, it's going to tolerate the weight of the mower, and essentially you're going to have an increased effect of height of cut. Our previous research has shown that even slight differences or slight increases in mowing height can have meaningful differences in anthracnose severity. Top dressing at 0.3 or 0.6 liters per meter squared every 7 or 14 days respectively provided the greatest reduction of anthracnose severity and improved turf quality to the greatest extent observed in our study over both years. I'd like to take this moment to thank the following institutions for their support of this research, and if there's time remaining, I'd also be happy to take any questions you might have.
We have time for questions.
The last question you asked, the angularity of the sand. We used a subangular sand. It was a silica-based sand. Cloths were brushed in, or the sand was incorporated using a brush. It was essentially a push broom where we attached three of these brooms together, and we pulled the brush uniformly across each plot independently, so we did not track sand from plot to plot. And then the first question of the root zone was a sandy loam soil indigenous to the site. There is about an inch of sand top dressing that's been accumulated on that surface prior to the initiation of our study. And the sand also was a USGA spec sand based on the particle size distribution as well. We did not do any analysis of nitrogen within the plant based on these treatments, no.
Okay, thank you, John.